Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thank you.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you on this pleasant Saturday morning. I pray that all is well with you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you. Let us pray. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, as you awake us this morning, Lord God, to a new day, Father God, with breath in our bodies, Father God, we say thank you. Lord God, for letting our minds be on you, Lord God, all of our members moving and working this morning, Father God, we say thank you, Lord God. Father God, just for allowing our families to be present this morning, Father God. Father God, we say thank you this morning, Lord God. Bringing us out of the darkness into your marvelous light, we say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you stand at the footsteps of all homes this morning, Father God, that allow you in, Lord God. Be at the hospital beds, Father God. Be standing by the sick and shed in, Father God. Let your healing take place if it be your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for all the things that you are doing in front of us, Father God, things that you've done, Father God, things that our eyes have yet to see, ears have yet to hear, and never entered into our hearts, Father God, the plans that you have for us, Father God. We say thank you, Lord God. Father God, make our path straight, Father God. Pull us out of dark areas, Father God, into your marvelous light, Lord God, that we may see you more, Lord God. Father God, we understand that everything will work out in your time, Father God. We trust you, Lord God. Sometimes we don't see a way, Lord God, but we know that you will make a way, Father God. We have faith in you at this very moment, Father God, that you are touching hearts, opening doors, and lining up the right breaks and opportunities for us, Lord God. We say thank you, O Lord. Father God, take care of our families, Father God. Take care of our children, Lord God. Those that have grandchildren, Father God. Bless us all in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, that shed his blood on Calvary for the remission of sins, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. By his stripes, we are healed, Lord God. And we thank you. By his bruises, Lord God, we are healed, Father God. But Father God, we just ask you to touch us and guide us and strengthen us, Father God. Lift us up where we are down, Father God. Open doors that have been shut to us, Father God. Close doors that need to be closed, Father God. Remove what is not of you out of us, Father God, and replace it with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We repent of our sins, Lord God. We ask to remove everything that is not of you, Father God. Replace it with your Holy Spirit and restore us back to your Father, Lord God. We accept you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we open our hearts and our minds to receive your prayers this morning, Father God, for your people and for ourselves, Lord God, as we come before your throne, Father God, and send up prayers to you, Father God, for this dying world, Father God, this sick nation, Father God. We pray for all people, Lord God. Father God, we love all, Father God, because you say that we should, Father God, and we have your love in our hearts to display to everybody, Lord God. Continue to bless us. Continue to strengthen us. We ask all of this in the name of your son, Jesus the Christ. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Thank you for being here this morning. Let us get our prayer started. If Reverend Jackson is on the line, Pastor, can you open up and pray, please?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor, I want to take this time out to ask for prayer for my son and my daughter-in-law. She found out that she had a miscarriage, and my son said she was being kind of distant. So I just ask that you all to keep her in prayer and keep their marriage and both those young people in prayer in Jesus' name. The Word of God lets us know that Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, we ask that you forgive us for everything that we said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight. Lord Jesus, we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, as we go into prayer unto you. As we come before your throne, Lord God, with great power, great authority, just knowing that you can do all things, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that you are the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness. You are our God. Yes, Lord, that is who you are. But in Psalms 23, and I just want to break it down for a second, the Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. Throweth my soul. That's healing. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. That's guidance. For his name's sake, that's purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's testing. I will fear no evil. That's protection. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessings. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security forever. That's eternity. Lord, help us to understand your word. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Lord God, that we will preach your word, teach your word, and pray your word with clarity and understanding. Pastor Ross said something on the podcast the other night. Help us to preach not from where we are right now, Lord God, but from where we was, from where you brought us from, Lord God. Not to look down on anyone, Lord God, because we are just filthy rags. saved by grace through faith. Help us to understand that we all have been somewhere that you deliver us from, Lord God. So help us not to look at the people's situation and condition, because what they are doing and what they are doesn't change who they are. And that's your children, Lord God, created in your likeness and after your image. Lord God, help us to learn to pray your word back to you. For your words are the essential fervent path of righteous availeth much, Lord God. Help us to wake up first thing every morning. According to Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things should be added unto you. And that if we go into prayer, Lord God, that our knees hit the floor before our feet hit the floor, doing what we think is our daily routine. Lord God, help us to seek it first, that you will lead us, that you will guide us through Son and Spirit. Lord God, your word says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But Lord God, help us also to understand that when we are called, chosen, predestined, justified, and sent, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, because he has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent us to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent us to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable word of the Lord. And, Lord God, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. For your word in Romans 8:38-39 says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to understand that your word will not come back to you void. Help us to understand, Lord God, that we have to go through some things in order to get to some things, in order to get to you. In order to get to you, Lord God, we have to go through Christ Jesus. In order to get outside the door, we got to go through the door. Lord God, help us understand when Daniel was in the lion's den, Lord God, you didn't kill or destroy the lions, you just set them out so that no harm came to him. Even when the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were in the fiery furnace, Lord God, you didn't put the fire out, but you put your son in there with them, that we are not alone. Help us to understand that your word said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Help us not to worry about what man says or think about us, but what you know about us, what you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous life, Lord God. For man did not die on the cross without us, but Jesus did. For the word of God that unto us the Son is born. Our child is born, unto us the Son is born. So help us to understand who we are and whose we are. Help us not to look to the left or to the right, but look to the here from which cometh our help. For our help comes from God, through Christ Jesus, through his Holy Spirit. So help us to understand about the power of God. Help us to understand about the power in the name and the blood of Jesus. And help us to understand about the keeping and the comfort, the leading and guidance through your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, help us to understand and get a better relationship, intimacy with you, our Father, who art in heaven. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we just pray that you continue to move like only your power, Holy Ghost power, can move upon every situation and circumstance that we have placed ourselves in. And Lord God, help us understand that sometimes you will allow things to take place to see who are we going to trust. So are we going to trust in hell? Are we going to trust in mankind? Or are we going to seek you first, God, here? Lord God, help us understand. Lord God, I thank you for every voice that will pray unto you today. I thank you for them taking time out of their schedules to make you their first priority. Lord God, because you should be our first priority and our last resort, and not just the last resort in the time of trouble. For your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You are our ever-present help, period. Our ever-present help, not just in the time of trouble, not just in the time of need. That no matter what we're going, because we know that you will not take us where your brain can't keep us, where your eyes can't find us, where your hand can't bring us out of. So help us to Lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord God, that you order our steps in your word. For you are a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord God, help us to run towards the light, not from it, because the light of the world is found in Christ Jesus. Healing, deliverance, provision, everything that we are in need of is found in your Son, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, the Messiah, the anointed one. Lord God, help us to also understand that we are just messengers and not the Messiah. We are just called and sent. We cannot do anything, Lord God, without first seeking you first. Lord God, that everything that we do it in the name of Jesus, because it is he who does the healing, the deliverance, whatever the case may be. We are just vessels willing to be used. So help us to surrender all unto you, Lord Jesus. In your precious Son's name we pray and we say, amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you, Pastor Jackson. God bless you this morning. Everyone, let's send up a special prayer for Pastor York this morning. Also, a special prayer for Wilson Page and his family, Lord God, who's laying in the hospital this morning. We ask God to protect him and stand over him. Also, let's pray for the Thompson family this morning on the passing of my dear godmother, Miss Lois Thompson, who passed on yesterday. Let's keep that family lifted in prayer, and let's keep them in our hearts. Amen. Pastor Zena, if you're on, can you say a prayer for us this morning?
Has joined.
Okay, Pastor Teresa, can you go ahead and pray for us, please? God bless you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this moment, this second, this hour. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done for us in this world, God. Lord, I pray for the world right now, God. God, you see what's going on before your eyes, God. And so, God, we just thank you for everything, God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us, God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us safe and not letting any incidents or accidents happen, God. Lord, I pray for the families that's laying in the hospital right now that you will heal their family member, God, and let them come back home safe, God. God, I even pray for the pastor that was just on the line asking for prayer for his daughter-in-law, God. Lord, we pray that she gets back with you, God, that she gets closer, Lord. Lord, we understand what happened to her. She didn't want it to happen, but God, you know all things best, God. God, I pray for us as young people, God, that you keep covering and protect us, that you bring us closer to you. Lord, that you just heal our minds and heal our bodies, God. The people that's going through depression, God. The people that's going through heartache, God. Lord, we just pray for them right now, God. God, I even pray for the elderly, that you keep covering and protect them, Lord. You put your healing angels all around them, God. Wherever they walk into, God, nothing will happen to them. No plague will hit their house, God. And so, God, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the clothes that you put on our backs, the food that you put on the table, the shoes that you allowed us to put on, the air that we're breathing, because some people is not breathing, and some people did not wake up this morning, God, but you saw fit for us to wake up. And so, God, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
That's one of my young people. Hallelujah.
I knew it. I knew it. I was just about to say that's Lord. A young one. Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank God for you, young lady. My Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes. I'm going to have my son to pray, if you don't mind, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
We like that.
Oh, Father God, we just like to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake up to this beautiful morning, Lord God, this Saturday evening, Lord God, and allowing us to put our faces forward, Lord God, towards you, Lord God, to touch you off with our day today, Lord God. Lord God, we just like to pray for healing and protection over all of us, Lord God, all of our families and friends, Lord God, near and afar, Lord God, in our households, Lord God. We just like to pray for these people right now, Lord God. We like to pray for completion, Lord God, and protection, Lord God. You see, Lord God, that 2021 is a vision for all of us, Lord God, because you give us signs, Lord God. Lord God, allow us to spread the word to others, Lord God. Allow them to have a better relationship with you, Lord God. Those that we see, Lord God, that are going through heartache, Lord God. We pray for my uncle right now, Lord God, he sees himself, Lord God, as no one to talk to, Lord God. Those that have no one to talk to, Lord God, they do have someone to talk to, Lord God, which is you and your word, Lord God, your word, Lord God, and the Bible, Lord God, telling us specific instructions on what to do, Lord God. We just like to thank you for what you have done for us, Lord God. Shield and protect all of us, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, young man. God bless you. Elijah, God bless you. Amen.
Use them, Lord. Use them. Continue to use them.
Amen.
Yeah. Happy. Oh.
Amen. Amen.
All the time, the Lord is good. A lot of times we may not understand why he does or allow things to happen, but he does. He's still God. He still sits on the throne. He's still Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Tiskanu. He's still our God. And I just want to say, Lord Jesus, touch your people today. Touch your people this morning, Lord God. Some people woke up this morning depressed, stressed. But Lord God, we woke up this morning thinking about you, praising your name, giving your name all the honor and all the glory and all the praise because it belongs to you. There is nothing too hard for you that you cannot do. And we just say thank you. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you for your grace. It's all about you. And thanking you today, Lord God. We thank you for all the pastors that's on this phone. We thank you, Lord God, for all the children and all the parents that is on this phone, Lord God. We thank you. We just want to say thank you. Lord, so many have lost their lives and those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Lord, your words say you're a healer. And so we stand on your healing. We stand on your deliverance. We stand on you, Lord God, and only you and you alone. Father God, I just ask, Lord God, the pastor, the daughter that had a miscarriage, and the son, Lord, that you would strengthen them and give them double in what they had lost. Give them double, Lord God, in birthing children in the name of Jesus. Lord, women know what it's like. Sometimes the men may not understand, but Lord God, you understand us more than anything. So I just say strengthen her mind and strengthen her heart and let her know, yes, she still is yours. She still belongs to you. Those that have lost loved ones on this call, Lord, let them know that you're still in control and they still belong to you, but they will see them on the other side. In you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that's lacking in work and need work, and Lord God, you are their employer, Lord God, and you, God, and you give, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As they in the midst, as we all in the midst of a pandemic, Lord God, we know who to look to. For you will never forsake us and never leave us because we belong to you. According to our faith, so it will be, Lord Jesus. So it will be according to our faith, according to that's what your word say, according to our faith as we believe in you. And so, Lord God, we don't look to the left nor to the right, but we keep our eyes focused on you because we know that you are our deliverer. We know that you are our healer. We know that you are our provider. We know that you are our restorer. We know that you refresh us each and every day. So, Lord, as we communicate to you in prayer, Father, this morning, Lord God, each household that is represented, you know what each household needs. And so as we pray to you this morning, we just thanking you in advance that it's already done. We speaking those things that is already done because you're not a God that shall lie, nor the son of man that you shall repent, but you would do exactly what you say you would do according to the faith that worketh in us. And so we stand on your word, Lord God. We won't waver, Lord God, like the waves of the sea, but we will stay strong-minded, holding on to every word that you have spoken to us this day that you have made us to see. So we shall rejoice in this day. We thank you for giving us the tears to wash us out, Lord God, the tears that we cry because of the pain that we feel. But we thank you for this day. You allowed it to be for this day, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Rod, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for him gathering us together, Lord God, to come before your throne of grace and pray for a nation, Lord God, that has gotten so far from you. We thank you. We bless your name, Lord God. You told us everything that's going on in the earth would happen, but we have to be vigilant and pray, watch and pray. So therefore, God, we are watching and we're praying. We are watching and we're praising you. We're watching and we're worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Lord Jesus, let not the prayers that have gone before you fall on fallow ground, Lord God. But let them be received, Lord God, that we will walk boldly in you, knowing that you are the head of our lives. You are the beginning and the end. You are the middle. You are everything that we need, Father God, even in our toughest time. Even when we think it's so bad and that we can't feel you, we know that you are carrying us. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we love you and we bless your name. Your praises shall continually be in our mouth because you keep a hedge of protection around your people. And we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you because you are the air that breathes through our lungs. And we thank you. We thank you for it, Lord God. We take it not for granted that we're able to lift our hands and lift our voices to you and give praise to you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! To the highest. Hallelujah! It's our highest praise unto you, Lord God. So we will continue to pray, praise, and worship you and call those, Lord God, to you. Witness like we have never witnessed before because we're losing so many, Lord Jesus. And we want to make sure that we have done the work that you called us to do, like you did the young boy Samuel when you was calling Samuel. And he didn't understand at that moment, but Eli had to tell him, just say, yes, Lord, speak. So, yes, Lord, speak to us. Speak to us that we would go out on the battlefield and do what you have called us to do as witnesses unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory in your son Jesus' name. And you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. God bless you. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God bless
you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Everyone.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord say so.
Yes. Thank you. Glory.
Man. Like to send our love to everyone that's listening all over the world. Good morning and welcome to the Breaking Chains prayer time. Humble yourselves and come before the Lord and pray along with us. Pastor Zena, can you pray for us, please?
Yes. Father God, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Once again, Lord God, you have allowed us to wake up out of our sleep and put our feet on the floor, Lord God, raise our head off our pillow, Heavenly Father, to take another breath to breathe in this day, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for your healing, Lord God. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord God, for your love for us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, how you take care of us, Lord. How you look after us, Lord God, each and every day, Lord. There's nothing that you don't know about us, Heavenly Father. You know us. You know the way that we take. You know the steps that we take in a day, Lord God. You know the number of hairs on our head. You keep our tears in a bottle, Lord God. You know the words before we can even utter them out of our mouth, Lord God. You know, Lord God, our thoughts, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for who you are and whose we are in you. Lord, we lay our bodies down as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that our life belongs to you, Lord God. We belong to you, Lord. You have set us aside for your use, O God. Use us in this day, Lord God. Use us each and every day, Lord God, that you give us, Heavenly Father. Help us to hear, Lord God. Help us to do what we're supposed to do, Lord God. Help us to be concerned about the souls of others, Lord God. Father, we lift up the young lady and the young man that just prayed, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless them. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to increase their faith and their hope in you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you said that you would save us in our household, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up Reverend Jackson, Lord God, son and daughter-in-law, Lord God, asking that you would strengthen them, Heavenly Father, asking that you would help them, Lord God, to know that you are God and that you are God all by yourself, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will heal them, Lord God, from their emotions. Heal them, Lord God, from anything that's going up against them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray and ask, Lord God, that you will bless each and every person on this phone right now, Lord God, that we continue, Lord God, in ministry, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, for Reverend Williams, Lord God, and all the ministries that he's over, Father. We pray that you will continuously give him what he needs, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to work him for you in your vineyard, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. Lord God, we lift up each and every teacher, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, whether they're teachers in church or teachers in the home or teachers, Lord God, in schools, Heavenly Father. We lift them up before you, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that you will bless them, Lord God, to teach the children, to teach their children, to teach, Lord God, whatever those kids need to know, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will keep each and one of them safe, the students and the teachers, Lord God, because they have to go back home to their families also, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will put a hedge of protection around each and every one of them, Lord God. Keep them safe from any virus, Lord God. Keep them safe from any sickness, Lord God. And those that are sick, Lord God, fighting for their life right now, Lord God, their life is in your hands, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you will give them strength to get up out of their sick beds, heal their bodies, Lord God, if it be your will, Lord God. You said that by your stripes that we are healed, Lord God. We hold to your word, Lord God, because your word does not return to you void, but it goes and it prospers in the things in which you send it out to do. Send your word, Lord God, to each and every home. Send your word, Lord God, to the elderly homes. Send your word to hospitals. Send your word, Lord God, out there in the streets where the homeless live, Lord God. Send your word, Lord God, on the street corners where the drug dealers and the prostitutes hang. Send your word, Lord God, to those marriages, Lord God, that may be in corruption. Send your word to the single parents that's trying to feed their children and trying to keep a roof over their heads. Send your word, Lord God, to those, Lord God, that are fighting to just make it each and every day. Send your word to those, Lord God, that don't know you, Lord God, but want to come in, Lord God, but don't know how, and don't want to leave the company that they're hanging around, Lord God. Send your word to touch them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you sit high and you look low. We thank you, Lord God, that you watches over the operations of man each and every day. You hold the government on your shoulder, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that there's nothing, Lord God, that can get past you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you will visit the White House, visit Washington, visit our nation, Lord God. Visit those that serve our country. Visit
those that are just working, Lord God, trying to make it each and every day, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will build a hedge of protection around our elderly, Lord God, that are home alone, Lord God, have to get up and feed themselves, Lord God, and try and bathe themselves, Lord God, and try and make it from one room to the next room, Lord. We need your help, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need a healing in our land. We need a healing in our country. We need a healing in our own homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings, our Lord God Almighty, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we give you all the praise and the glory. You deserve it all, Lord God. You deserve for us to be humble before you, Father. You deserve for us, Lord God, to call on your name. You deserve for us, Lord God, to visit you, Lord God, whether we're doing good or whether we're doing bad, Lord God. You deserve, Lord God, our company, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't deserve nothing from you, Lord. We don't deserve nothing. We don't deserve a crumb from your table, Lord. But, God, we thank you how you feed us, how you make vegetables grow out the ground, fruits to grow out the trees. God, we thank you for putting clothes on our naked bodies and shoes on our bare feet. God, we thank you, Lord God, for thread. We thank you for toothpaste. We thank you for soap to bathe with. We thank you, Lord God, for water to cook with, water to bathe with. We thank you for these things that we take for granted each and every day. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. God, we pray, Lord, that there be a blessing to come upon your people, Lord God. Open the windows of heaven and pour your people out a blessing where there won't be room enough for them to receive it all. But first, we pray for obedience, Lord. We pray that we get in a place of obedience, oh God, and hear your voice. Hear you, Lord God, saying, this is the way walking. Help us to hear your still, small voice. Help us to be not so busy, Lord God, where we don't give you time. So, God, we just thank you, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 In your word, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Brothers and sisters, let's send up a prayer for Pastor Sterling this morning. He's not here with us this morning. He is burying his sister this morning. So let's send up a special prayer for him as well this morning, Pastor Sterling. Keep him and his family lifted up in prayer. God bless you and good morning, Pastor Joseph. Can you pray for us, please, sir? Good morning.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you on today, Father. We thank you for all the prayers that's going up. Father, we thank you for answer prayers. Holy Spirit, we allow you right now to make the word a reality in our hearts. Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit was making the word a reality in our lives. Father, we just thank you. You said in your word that if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to say thanks. You said in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us. Father, we pray for the family. We pray for Miss Thompson, Louise Thompson, the York, the Page, Father God, Pastor Jackson, his daughter-in-law, Brother Sterling. Father God, we pray that your perfect will be done in their lives on the day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for their family. You said in your word, you will perfect that which concerns us. Whatever may be concerning them, God, we decree and declare that it be perfected right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you today as we continue to learn more about you, God. We learn more about ourselves. Father God, we thank you as sons and daughters of God, spiritually, Father God, we was created to reflect your qualities. We was created to reflect holiness, pureness, good, righteousness, just God, merciful. Help us to be merciful to our enemies, Father God, to those people that's despitefully using us in these last days. Help us, God, to continue to be trustworthy with the brothers, with the sisters. Help us most of all to be faithful, God. You said in your word, to be faithful even unto death. Father, we thank you that you are the God of grace, and we ought to reflect grace. You are the God of love. We ought to reflect love in our lives. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you as we continue to come together in unity, Father God, that we begin to think like you, God. We can begin to talk like you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, help us find in ourselves pouring over and over with your word, overflowing with the word of God on our life. God, we decree and declare a hunger come on us, an appetite for the word of God more than everything in this world. Father God, you said that this world is going to pass away. Hallelujah. But your word will endure forever. Father, help us to get wrapped up, tangled up, and twisted up in your word in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray a special blessing on those. We pray a special reward for those that delight themselves in seeking you. Father, we pray a blessing on those that diligently seeking you. May they receive their reward speedily. Open doors, open heaven, open ladders in the name of Jesus. Open windows, open portals in the name of Jesus, for Christ's sake, over our lives, their lives right now, in the name of Jesus. We bless the radio station in the name of Jesus. Take it higher, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, help us to meditate on your scriptures, which is delighting ourselves in you. Help us to meditate on the word of God, which is diligently seeking you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray today, hallelujah, that you continue to help us, guide us, Father God, that we may get a better acquainted with you, Heavenly Father, and better acquainted with the word of God, in the name of Jesus. For the word of God, it just don't affect our life, but affect other people around us. Father, help us to be that counselor that you're calling us to be, that accurate, in the name of Jesus. When people come for advice, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to walk in God's counsel, to walk in God's principles, to walk in the wisdom of God. We thank you for the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the wisdom, the dimension of the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of excellence. Let it be on our lives. And Father, if we haven't been walking in it, forgive us, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus, of the word of wisdom, the gifts of the Spirit, the word of knowledge over our life. Stir it up, Father. You said to stir up those gifts that's within inside of us, the word of knowledge, faith, the gift of healing. Let it be activated, stirred up like never before. The gift of working of miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. The gift of prophecy, discerning the spirits. Let it be stirred up today in the name of Jesus Christ. Discerning of tongues, hallelujah, divers of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Father, we pray that these gifts be stirred up in our life by you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Let an impartation happen on the day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you that it's people, they looking for something to depend on out there in the world. They looking for something to hold on, Father God. And God, glory be to God, help us to direct them, to point them to the answer, which is the word of God. Now, Father, we thank you that you will help us in these last days to let no foul things come out of our mouth, no cuss words come out of our mouth, no polluted language to pollute this world. You said in your word about the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted, but it's overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Father God, let no evil words come out of our mouth. Let no worthless words come out of our mouth in the name of Jesus. But that such which we speak, hallelujah, Father God, that's going to be beneficial, what's going to cause us to spiritually progress, what's going to cause us to grow in grace and favor of God to those that hear it. Now, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus to give us the courage, give us the responsibility, give us the strength in Jesus' name to talk the answer everywhere we go, not the problem, but the answer is God's word. Father, we must have the knowledge of your word. Give us the strength to study your word, to have the knowledge of your word, the revelation knowledge of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for united prayers today. For the answer is united prayers is a mighty weapon in the body of Christ. Father God, we thank you on the day that as we unite in prayer, hallelujah, this is a mighty weapon that's going off in the land today. It is a mighty bomb that's going off, and things are changing right now, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And now, God, we decree and declare that the enemy, he's trying to distract us with the things of the world. Father God, continue to keep our eyes open, hallelujah, that we may watch and pray, that we may not be deceived by the enemy, for he's like a roaring lion, but he's not the Lion of Judah. Father, you said in your word that we'll be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Help us to continue to be transformed even right now, God, by the renewing of our mind as we repent, Father God, as we change our mind, God, hallelujah, from tradition to your principle, God. We decree and declare that a new paradigm is taking place right now, the paradigm of sonship. We are the sons of God, hallelujah. That is our identity, God. Continue to release and show us our identity, God, and show us that we are to be separated from the world, but in this world, to walk upright with backbone in the name of Jesus. The greatest in the kingdom of God is the lowest. Help us continue to walk in honor and respect with all men, because everybody want to be loved in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are activated to walk in the power of God, the love of God, in the name of Jesus. And as everybody, anybody come on this radio station, God, we pray that they learn the word of God even the more, the written word of God, which is going to point them to the living word of God. Father, we decree and declare that you are raising your people to be bold, and that's going to defend the faith in the name of Jesus Christ, even if we have to lay down our life, Father God. We thank you for a revival of the word of God in our life, a feast of the word of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that we are empowered today like never before in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that everybody ain't sinning. Hallelujah. But there's some people on the line, we are spiritually winning, and we decree and declare that you will continually to be spiritually winning in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free in your mind. If some people got gunfire going on in their mind, warfare in their mind, it's all type of stuff going on in your mind. Be free in your mind. Encourage others to be free in your mind. Real true freedom is a gift. Hallelujah. They that keep their mind on God shall have perfect peace. He will keep them in perfect peace that keep their mind stayed on him. Father, we thank you for freedom. Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom, there is liberty. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, our real job is keeping our mind on you, Father. Help us, Holy Spirit, to keep our mind on you, to meditate on the scripture, meditate on your word, to come together in unity in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much. God bless you. Bless you. God bless you. We just want to say, you know, where two or more gathered in his name, he is in the midst. My God.
Amen.
I want to say good morning. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Melvin, God bless you, sir. Good morning. Can you pray for us, please?
Good morning, Pastor William. Good morning to all my sisters and brothers in Christ.
Amen.
And those that are not in Christ, still my brothers and sisters. Daddy, many petitions have come up to you, and I, right now, I'll give you admiration. You know everything, and you can do anything. I love this statement by Solomon, because I sing that song. You can do what you want, when you want, and how you want, and then you add something to me, and I ain't got to tell you nothing. I accept that. Do what you want to do. It's going to be done anyway. All these brothers and sisters have petitioned you. Let thy will be done as on earth as it is in heaven. I like to do an order for every country in this world, because you are in control of every country. No matter how powerful we are in our country, we can't control it all, but you can. For the leaders of every country on the face of this earth, bring it closer to home for the leader of this country, the President Biden, to spiral down to every governor, every senator, every state, every city, every county. Here in Louisiana, we have parishes, every parish. Everybody that's in leadership position, even all the way down to the school, the churches, the home, I ask that you let your power reign. Many are going to accept it. Many are not going to accept it. Many want to accept and don't know how. That's what I ask that you give me and help this ministry with Pastor William. He's the head. I'm not. I know how to follow. Whatever it is that you give me to do to back him up in this ministry to get your word out to your people. That's our main objective. I know there's plenty of things that are happening on this earth that take our attention, our focus. I got that word there from Pastor William. I love that word. Take our focus off of you. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen. It's all in the word. I sing that song. No matter what the problem is, the answer to your problem, if you haven't heard, it's all in the word. It's going to happen. I accept it, but I know who I serve. I know who my daddy is. You can do what you want it anytime you want it. So I'm not worried no more. There are many bereaved families now because of the situation that's happening in the world. I know exactly why it's happening. Soothe them, ease them. Many hearts are broken. It's going to happen. But you say you will be with us even to the end of time. The only one that can heal a broken heart is time, and that's you. You're nothing but time. You can heal these hearts. Now I'm getting a little bit more personal. You gave me a tribe of my own. You know the number there in.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Melvin. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. You remember the song, amen. Blessed Assurance. We should be saying that in our spirit. Jesus is mine. It says, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. My God, thank you, Jesus. Blessed assurance. This is my story. This is my song. We're going to open up the lines now. If there's anyone that would like to offer up a prayer, a scripture, or a comforting word, the line is open for you right now. God bless you. God bless you. The line is open. Anyone would like to pray, bring a scripture, comforting word to the table. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, we'd like to thank everybody for coming on this morning, praying for this land that needs a healing, praying for a people that need salvation and need Christ in their life. We need to ask the Lord to teach us to do what he wants us to do, to be what he wants us to have. And you know what? Just to learn everything about him. We need to open up our hearts and minds to do it and receive it and just live in it. Can everybody mute your phones, please? A lot of feedback. Let us bask in his presence. We play a song for you. Amen.
that things could never get better until I made the choice, decided to follow God's plan, take hold of His promises, hold to God's unchanging. How much we can bear.
Oh, yes, just how much we can bear.
So you say you've got it bad, and it seems like no one understands. You're feeling alone.
Somehow your faith seems all gone.
Catch your care on the one who is able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask or think. For He knows and He cares. He sees just how much, just how much we can bear. For He knows, He cares about you, and He sees every situation.
Just how much we can bear.
I don't have to climb the mountain. All I gotta do is speak. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Whatever the problem, God is so much greater. Just trust the man.
Amen. But God knows. He knows everything. He's everywhere all the time. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for turning us on this morning. Young Adults Talk with Breaking Chains and Prayer Time. We like to thank Pastor Teresa and her youth up in Atlanta, Georgia, and her son Elijah. God bless you. We love you down here in Alabama. We love all of our pastors that are present this morning. Thank you for coming on, being obedient to the Lord, lifting up prayers for a world and for His people and for His children. God bless you all. Thank you for turning us on. We'll be back here tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. for our new show, Raising the Sound. I want everyone to turn us on, and we kick off our regular shows tomorrow as we begin a new week. So God bless you all. Thank you for being present. Take the Spirit of the Lord with you everywhere you go. To all the pastors, God bless you and your families. I love you, and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful, blessed evening. God bless you all. Good day to everybody. Amen, 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 amen. We want to say God bless you, everybody. Thank you for turning us on. Listen, it's something because I wanted to be a part of something that can grow. I wanted God to do a mighty work and a mighty will, let His will be done. And in order for that to take place, it takes us to do the work down here. He's already came and did what He was supposed to do, and it's left up to us now.
When he hung his head on the cross, before he did, he asked for our forgiveness, and he talked to his father, our daddy, and he said, it is finished. So his part was done, so it's now time for us to do what we need to do. So I'm just going to take a few minutes. Pastor Jackson, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless you, sir. Just want to take a few minutes, not going to stay on long. Just wanted to step in and bring something to the attention. That's something we need to continue to bring forth, no matter what the repercussions are, no matter what the backlash is, no matter what you say about us. It's all irrelevant. Doesn't matter. We're going to keep breaking chains. We're going to keep stomping on the devil's head. God says that he'll give us the authority and power to walk over serpents and scorpions. You got to remember that the devil is a serpent. So if he tells you that you can walk on him, that means that, you know what I'm saying, he's under your foot. So, you know what I'm saying, he right up under your feet. So you got to trample on him and keep looking to the heels from which comes your help, because you know your help comes from the Lord. If you're constantly dependent on the Lord, you can get through any situation. If it be God's will, he's going to open doors for you. You know what I'm saying? He's going to pull people away from you. He's going to put his hedge of protection around you. The blood of Jesus, if you accept his son Jesus as your Lord and Savior, covers you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You know what I'm saying? The guardian angels are all around you. You have on your full armor of God. You know what I'm saying? Those legion of angels is with you everywhere you go. So all you have to do is just keep doing the work of the Lord. No matter what anybody says or feels about you, as long as you're doing God's work, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. You understand what I'm saying? Because the scripture tells you in the 23rd Psalm that everybody's supposed to know. It says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So I don't need man having my back. Goodness and mercy of the Lord got my back. So I am good, and I know that I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because the scriptures say so, because God says so, because I'm one of his children. You understand what I'm saying? So let's continue to move forward. But for a few minutes, I want to bring something to your attention that was brought up the other night on the podcast when the men of valor were on. What was brought up on the podcast last night with our young people, there's a lot of division that's going on between God's people. If we say that we are God's children, we're supposed to treat each other like brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Love. We're supposed to show the love. We're supposed to show the kindness. We're supposed to show the gentleness. We're supposed to show the patience. We're supposed to show the forbearance, the meekness, the long-suffering. Where is it at? Why is it absent in your life if I'm supposed to be your brother in Christ? Why is it absent in your life if she's supposed to be your sister in Christ? We need to get to a place where we need to get past the separation. We need to get past the division. We have so much segregation and racism going on in the church than anywhere else in the world, and we need to fix that. It doesn't matter that you're getting mad at me. I'm not trying to tear down the church, because I am the church. I can't tear down myself, so I'm going to build the church up. It says a house divided cannot stand. So why is it that the house is divided? You over there serving that God. You down there serving that God, and we coming out the same book. We serve the same God. We say we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but we're running all around the world separate instead of coming together, locking arms and praying together, eating together, serving the Lord together, hitting the streets together, worshiping together, praising together. What is the problem? Why are we so many places all over here and all over there? But I tell you what, I tell you this. He said that he'll prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Are you my enemy? You will see me sitting down at the table with the Lord. If you are my enemy, you will be watching us eat good, because you want to be the enemy of me, which makes you the enemy of the Lord, because I belong to him. See, I am the heir to the kingdom and joint heir to Christ. That means my daddy is the God Almighty, the creator of all creation. The earth is his and the fullness thereof. And my big brother is Jesus the Christ. I am joint heir to him.
So guess what? I got all power and authority, and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. As long as God let me breathe, I'm going to continue to do his work. So all of the separation that's going on, we're going to call it out. All the times that you let the enemy come in, we're going to call it out. If we can call ourselves out and hold ourselves accountable, we're going to stand up against the enemy publicly, and we're going to stand up against the enemy privately. We're going to stand up against the enemy in prayer, and we're going to stand up against the enemy for your life as well. So you need to get with us. We need to break chains together. I don't care about all this other stuff you got going on. We serve the kingdom of God, period. And you need to get that in your mind. Pastor, say a few minutes on that, because we got a lot of separation going on, and it don't need to be going on.
But you know what, Pastor? It's amazing how you're speaking upon this. And I apologize for missing this week on the radio, Unforeseen Circumstance. But I was just, I'm talking about just reading this scripture right here. 1 John 4:15-21. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now watch this. There is no fear in love, and perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now watch this, man. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. But he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. That separation, Pastor, that you were talking about, is prevalent in the world. You know, the Word of God lets us know that they honor me with their lips. And I'm talking from the pulpit to the parking lot, mega churches, small churches, in-between churches. I don't care. It's so much racism in these people that are boldly preaching the Word in the house. I didn't say whose house. In the pulpit. I didn't say whose pulpit. But they are boldly standing before people, deceiving them, lying to them, distracting them, leading them astray, and causing division. Saying that they're sent by God when they're telling a bold-faced lie, because they're sent by the enemy, and it's been proven and shown. For the Word of God says the truth is known by its fruit. So if you're standing in God's pulpit and you supporting certain people and certain things, their actions, then you are not of God. You wasn't sent by God. You were just sent camouflaged. You were sent lying, proper lies, chester lies, whatever the lie may be, that's how you were sent. And who is the father of lies? The devil himself. And you're going to be held accountable for causing division. The Word lets us know that the enemy has set his church a little lower than God. So if his church or his kingdom is a little lower than God, then where is it located? Between heaven and earth. And so many people are being deceived. So many people are looking at and following after the wrong thing for the wrong reason. People are preaching prosperity more than soul salvation. They're doing it in the house and in the pulpit. Didn't say whose pulpit, because if you're not speaking after soul salvation, if you're speaking after light, self-promotion, and the love, he'll got and gain, the love of money, then you're not sent by God. For one thing, God said he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. So everything that we are in need of, everything that we have need of, is in the name of Jesus. It's in the Word of God. People are lying. People are preaching false doctrine because of ill-gotten gain and the love of money, and they're leading people astray. Someone said on the prayer line this morning, and I think it was Pastor Z, she said, people are wanting to come in, Pastor, but they just don't know how.
They don't know how to let go of the worldly things because people are not teaching them how to let go. People are teaching them how to make it in the world instead of entering into the kingdom of God.
My. And we are at a time right now where it's time
enough
for
is
us.
Enough.
Exactly. Time for us to say enough is enough. It's time for us to pull ourselves together. It's time for us to get it together. It's time for us to stand on the word of God and stick boldly to it and be according to what God has asked us to be. And we have to make sure that we do that. We have to make sure that we stand on it, stand on the word. And you know what? The most important thing is that we got to make sure that we go to God and ask him to teach us to do what he wants us to do.
You better preach.
You know what I'm saying? What he wants us to do. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we got to ask him to show us.
Be first.
You know, to be what he wants us to be. You know what I'm saying? And then we got to make sure that we understand and realize that God is going to let us have what he wants us to have. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to always be your way. You're not going to get everything that you ask for because God may not want you to have it at all, or he may not want you to have it right now. You know what I'm saying? Listen. God says either yes, his yes is yes, and his nay is his nay. So either it's going to be yes or no. And you know what I'm saying? So let's make sure that we stay in accordance with God's word. You heard what the pastor said about, you know what I'm saying? There's no way that you can love God and you don't love me. That's impossible. You know what I'm saying? You know, because God is love. So if you don't love the brothers and sisters that you see every day, it's impossible for you to say that you love God. It's impossible. You know, that's scripture. And another most important thing, my brothers and sisters, keep the faith. Keep the faith in the Lord, please. Keep your faith up. No matter how grim it looks right now, how dark it may seem to you, just keep looking towards the light. You know what I'm saying? Follow the light. You understand? Follow the light. And so-called, let me tell you, you so-called Christians, you know what I'm saying? Let's get before the mirror. And listen, I'm not calling anybody out. If this fits you, fix it. You know what I'm saying? If this not for you, pray for those that need to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? If you have a relationship with Christ, you know what I'm saying? God is your Father. You understand? And you led of the Holy Spirit, pray for others. Stop segregating yourself away from folks. Listen, that's not what Jesus did. He said we got to get out here to the highways and byways and spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You understand? We got to get out here and do the work. We got to do it. It's not just going to come to the people. You got to take it to the people. You got to bring it. He said, go out and make disciples of all nations. That means everybody, y'all. You don't get to choose who goes to heaven. You don't get to choose who goes to hell. You don't get to choose who you love. You understand what I'm saying? There's two things Jesus said to us about love. He said that we should love him with all our heart, mind, soul, everything in us, we should love him. Then he said that we should love our brothers and sisters just as he has loved us. If you don't believe that he has loved you, listen, I see where you're going with that. But let me tell you something. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe should not perish but have everlasting life. You can live eternally with him, but you got to believe it. And if you don't believe it, it's not too late. If he woke you up this morning, it's not too late. If you're breathing right now, it's not too late. If your members are moving, your fingers, your mind is thinking, it's not too late. It's not too late for you to open up your heart and surrender your life over to Christ. But you got to give it up. You got to take your hands off the wheel and let him do the driving. You got to play the background sometime. You understand what I'm saying? Stop being in charge because you're not in charge of anything. Everything that you say you're in charge of, God owns it. Everything that you live in, God owns it. Everything that you're driving, God owns it. The money in your pocket, God owns it. The breath that you breathe, God owns it. And you need to realize that. You need to realize it. You need to accept it. And you need to get right. We all need to get right. Nobody is exempt. And I said nobody. From the pulpit
to the parking lot, as Pastor Jackson always say, from the White House to the mayor's house. Everybody, from politicians to just the ordinary man on the street, nobody's exempt. Everybody has an opportunity to turn their life over to Christ. Everyone has an opportunity to open up their life to let him come in. Open up your heart, because he's standing there knocking right now, but the doorknob is only on your side. Open up and let him in.
No excuse.
Open up and let him in. He wants to help
you.
He wants to bless you. He wants to be there for you. He wants to make a way out of no way for you, for me, for all of us.
Thank you. He is the way.
All of us.
The truth and the life.
For all of us. Yeah. Nothing. Listen, the scripture says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through him.
It's just through him. Oh,
nothing.
Come on,
huh? Nothing. So if you're letting people tell you that Jesus was just a prophet and he's just a teacher, he was the Yes, he was. Yes, he was. But he's also the Savior. He's also the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's also a waymaker. You understand what I'm saying? He's things that you can't even imagine that he can be. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to be able to realize that. And you know what? The best thing for me to tell you is to study to show yourself approved unto God. Pick up the word of God and feed on it. Feed on it. Feed on it. You understand what I'm saying? You got to study the word of God. You got to get that word of God in your spirit. That, listen, that is your sword that you use to fight with out here. The word of God. That's what you fight the enemy with. That's what you, listen, because our battles are not flesh and blood. It's spiritual.
Amen.
Spiritual wickedness in high heavenly places, y'all. We're fighting things that we don't even see. It's called spiritual warfare. When you say to the Lord, Lord, we pray for danger seen and unseen, you better put on your full armor of God and be prepared for those unseen dangers, because the devil is always waiting to set a trap for you.
My Lord.
So get yourselves together. We are constantly praying for you over here. Breaking Chains is always going to the throne of grace and mercy for you. Praying to the good Lord for his people, for his children. And you know what? It's something. Because we're all brothers and sisters in creation. We are not all brothers and sisters in Christ. Did you hear what I said? God created everything and everybody. So that does make you my brother, my sister in the creation. But everybody is not my brother and sister in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So I pray that you let go whatever it is you holding on to, and turn your life over to Christ and come on in and be present in the family of God. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Pastor, any final comments from you, sir?
No, Pastor. I just thank God for the confirmation. You know, the word of God lets us know that he would not hold any good thing from us. And Pastor, I ain't lying. I was laying in the bed this morning, and I was tired, wore out, you know, but I kept looking at the clock. I kept looking at the clock, and I said, it's getting closer and closer. So instead of just getting on up, started thinking about excuses to just lay here. You tired, you've been working, you know, but the word of God again says, I will not hold any good things from you. And what took place on the prayer service, as always, Breaking Chains. Broke some chains because I heard so much confirmation. And even now, what's taking place now, God was showing me some things, and it was so much confirmation. See, let me tell you, people, the devil don't want you to know the truth, which will make you free, and he don't want you to know that thing that God has for you, which is exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Sometimes, no matter how you feel in your body, you got to press your way through in the spirit, because when you press, God has something that he needed to reveal to you, and the best is yet to come.
Yes, it is. and a lot of people don't understand that, because they think that everything is just so
so just out of whack to them, and they don't understand how to make sure that, you know, God is with you. God is ever present, and we have to make sure that we are aware of that, and that He loves us. He'll never leave nor forsake us, and we have to accept that. But we have to share that with everybody. How gracious and merciful our God is. Let us all remember that. Let us keep that with us at all times, and let us continue to lift each other up in prayer and be ever present for each one of us. You know what I'm saying? Let's be there for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget to join us tomorrow evening for our new show, Raising the Sound. We're going to be featuring gospel singers, quartets, choirs, praise and worship, inspiration, jazz and spoken word, music and entertainment executives. We're going to be talking about music. We're going to be talking about how to get your music out there. We're going to be talking about how to lift up praise and worship to God all over the world. We got to change the atmosphere. Amen. We got to do our part. We got to break chains. So we're going to keep banging at these links over here until the chains are broken up off of you. And we ain't afraid to bring our tools, because we chain breakers and we coming for it.
Amen.
All right? We coming in. God has sent us your way. So we're on our
coming
way.
In hard.
We coming in hard. Don't forget, we'll be back on tomorrow evening at 5, and then Monday evening, the special assignment at 7 p.m. all of the times at Central Standard Time. So make sure that you join us. Breaking Chains is on every day. We are going 7 days a week starting tomorrow. We're on every day, and we are breaking chains. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Jackson,
mark.
Can you?
Leaving the mark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Leaving
that
mark,
sir.
That can't be erased. The blood
that
of
Jesus. Can't
Jesus.
Be erased by breaking the chains of silence. So it's already signed, sealed, and delivered with the blood of Jesus. You can't erase that mark. It's going to always be there. Amen. All right. Pastor Jackson, can you pray us out, please, sir?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence, to come before your throne and pray, Lord God, in praise and in worship. Lord God, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all out there. We thank you for turning us on this morning, coming in with Breaking Chains and prayer time, and having a little inspirational word that we share with you from our hearts. Let's put down the segregation and the racism inside the church, and let's go out and break the chains in the world that are keeping people from coming to the Lord and loose them away from the devil. It takes us. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the only Bibles that some people will see. And we got to get them to start somewhere. So let's continue to lift them up in prayer.
Amen.
Let's continue to feed them where they're hungry and give them water where they're thirsty. And if we can provide somewhere for them to go, let's do that. All right? God bless you. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Pastor, love you, sir. Talk to you shortly.
Thank
everybody
you,
out there.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have yourself a blessing. Have yourself a blessed afternoon, a blessed weekend. We'll see you tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, Raising the Sound, right here on YAT Radio. We're breaking chains. Good day, everybody. Peace. We love you.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Like a be.
Great like it be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me.
Yeah. You hurting me.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lion from Zion. I am a king. And you're a queen. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by.
My people, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love you, my people.
I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people.
We're family.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.